The Provincial Growth Fund, which you'll sometimes hear described by people in the sector as the PGF, has awarded $15 million in funding to a taupō company which extracts minerals from geothermal water. They call it green mining, and it sees this valuable mineral, silica, extracted and then hopefully exported, thereby creating jobs in the region, just what the PGF is for. The announcement has just been made at Geo40's plant on the Ohaaki geothermal field, and managing director of the company is John Lee, who's on the line now. Hi, John.
Hiya, Jesse.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Yeah, this is it's great news. Great news for New Zealand and great news for the region.
Sounds almost too good to be true. How did this get started, this project?
Look, the project started by Mike O'Sullivan, who was the founder of the company, and he was a born and bred Rotorua boy who was a mining engineer, and as a kid he always was fascinated by the colours of geothermal fluids and minerals. And so he said that one day when he comes back, and I suppose you say grows up, but he's pretty well grown up now, that he was going to look at the extraction of geothermal minerals. And so what his vision was is that geothermal power stations bring geothermal water up from deep under the ground. The water is highly mineralised, and what they do is they take the heat out of it and then they re-inject it back into the ground. So his vision was to work on a process for extracting the minerals out of the geothermal fluid.
And this, is it overdoing it to call it green mining? It's certainly a catchy phrase.
Look, I think, you know, the first product we're taking out of the geothermal fluid is dissolved silica. So if you think about, you know, your windows in your house, they, you know, it's pretty hard to dissolve them. So what's happened here is that the nature has dissolved up the silica. It's actually very difficult to do, and there are industrial processes that have to heat quartz sand up to 1500 degrees Celsius and add other chemicals and then put it under high temperature pressure water just to get the silica into solution. And nature's done that for us under the ground, so it's fantastic.
Mm. And is silica valuable?
Yeah, look, the product that we're making, so we take that silica, we filter it out. So the process that we've got is in New Zealand. It's been under development since 2010. So we've gone from laboratory to pilot plant to commercial demonstration plant. But the silica that we do is we filter it out, essentially. And it sells, it's an export product, and it sells for around about $1,200 New Zealand dollars a tonne, and it's a 30% solution of silica.
$1,200 a
tonne? Yeah.
How long would it take you to get a tonne of it?
It doesn't take very long, actually. The commercial demonstration plant that we're doing is 450 tonnes, so 450,000 kilograms at $1.20 each. The next plant, which is what this funding is going to be applied to, will make around 4,900. This funding is a game changer for us because in technology development, it's very, very hard to get money to get through to commercialisation, and this funding from the PGF will get us to fully commercial scale, and from there we can expand in New Zealand across other geothermal fields.
Do the people extracting the geothermal fluids from the ground mind you showing up to grab the silica?
Actually, that's a good question. It's a synergistic. In other words, we're helping each other out because the silica in geothermal actually clogs and blocks the pipework in geothermal power stations. So for us to take the silica out and return the water to them means it saves them maintenance costs on from silica scaling.
Everyone's happy, eh?
Yeah, yeah. The next thing we're looking at now is actually lithium from the geothermal fluid. We've done quite a lot of work on that. So lithium is used in lithium-ion batteries and electric vehicles. So it's quite a growing market, and there's quite a lot of lithium in geothermal fluids, but you first have to get the silica out of the way.
This idea of taking something from the ground, extracting it, exporting it, commercialising it, presume the iwi would have something to say about this?
Yes. No, we're working, one of our partners here is Ngāti Tahu. And through the Ngāti Tahu Tribal Lands Trust, we have a staged agreement to do this development. And as part of that agreement, Ngāti Tahu have been putting up applicants for jobs which we've been employing. So we've got some excellent people working in the plant operators at the commercial demonstration plant we have at the moment.
Can I ask, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but it sounds like a really great idea. Seems like a no-brainer. Why would you need the government to pour money in? Why can't you just go, you know, to the private market?
It's a very good question. I mean, we have we've cost us about $23 million so far to get to where we are. We've knocked on so many doors throughout New Zealand trying to get funding. I think it's the early stage funding and the availability of capital in New Zealand. People are just risk adverse. You know, we've been to banks, we've been to a whole range of entities, and it's just, you know, there's just a lack of capital available. So PGF funding was, you know, is directed at growing the economies in the regions and growing these sort of things. And so I think this is an excellent application for their funding.
Is it a loan from them or a grant?
It's a loan. It's on commercial terms, so we're not getting any favours out of the government. But the favour that it is helping is that we'll be able to secure this funding to get this first full-scale commercial plant up and running. After that, we'll be able to walk on our own 2 feet. So we'll be financially stable and we'll be able to raise money then from the markets and from banks.
What's the time frame for getting this next project up?
So we're looking to start construction in next month, in August, and we should be commissioning at about this time next year.
Pretty exciting, eh?
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to it. We're very happy. There's a lot of happy people here at Geo40.
What's been the biggest hurdle along the way?
Look, I think, you know, when you're developing, you know, world first technologies like we have, you always have your sort of moments where things go well and when things go bad. So we've had plenty, and part of my job is to keep the morale of everybody going and keep them focused. But we've got a really good set of people here, all working and believing in what we're doing, and, you know, we've pretty much cracked it now.
Like, what would be an example of a bad day on the way?
Oh, a bad day on the way would be just recently, actually, where we had some of our product out with a customer, and the customer rang up in the weekend and said, you know, your product's not working, it's causing all sorts of problems. So, you know, we get everybody together in the weekend to go and see them, and then it turns out, the good side is it turns out it wasn't our product, it was something else in the process. So, you know, you get these ups and downs.
Your product being the silica you've extracted.
That's right, yeah, the colloidal silica.
What's it used for?
It's actually used in a range of things. And some of the sort of more interesting ones are used in casting things like hip and knee joints for, you know, knee replacements and hip replacements. It's being used in water-based paints to reduce things called VOCs, or volatile organic components, which, you know, as the world moves more towards greener technologies, this is a green technology. So it gets added into paints, to water-based paints, to harden them up instead of using these VOCs.
Are there other countries in the world that use geothermal power, and could you guys head over there and nick their silica? Form an arrangement, a synergistic relationship?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that's where the opportunity. We've filed 3 patents globally, and so we've filed those in all the countries where there is geothermal. They're getting examined country by country at the moment. Once we do that, then we should have the space to ourselves for essentially the next 25 years, which is great. Yeah. So it's nice to have a Kiwi company, you know, Kiwi-owned, and getting out there and making this happen.
For sure, John. And your original guy you mentioned, I've forgotten his name. Was he a John as well?
No, Mike O'Sullivan.
Right. He must be pretty chuffed.
Yeah, he is. You know, I think that you can't take the grin off his face.
Good man. Hey, nice to talk to you. Thanks for explaining it to us.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
That's John Lee, Managing Director of Geo40. They've found out a way to take silica out of geothermal water and export it, which means lots of jobs in Taupō, and they've just got some money from the Provincial Growth Fund.